seam bowling. Tim's obviously had a really strong game against the Queensland second 11. He's taken wickets, he's made runs, he's, you know, clearly shown that he's fit and firing, and I think he'll certainly be very close to selection for the second test. I actually think they'll pick him as third seamer, but we'll just have to wait and see.
What about Tim Bresnan? Because this could be a shot out of the blue, really. You know, he's been injured. It's his first game back. He's took wickets in this game in Brisbane. Is he ready to step up and ready to play at this level, or does he think he needs more time to get his fitness at the desired level?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the... I don't really believe that it's a shot out of the blue or anything. I don't think Tim's injury was as dramatic as everyone was making out. I think he was a bit sore, probably had a bit of a hot spot, and I think England, you know, looked at it as a real opportunity just to give him a bit of a break, just to let everything settle down. I think they realised just how important this tour was, and they needed him fit and firing for the majority of this test series. And I think the plan has always been to get him back, you know, hopefully for the second test. I think what England are really pleased about is he's got through that EPP game against Queensland's second team very strongly. Wickets, runs, it's pulled up very well. They will be really pleased with that. And I think that's been a bit of a, I suppose, not so much the plan, but I think that's been the best case that England were looking at. Hopefully they would have Tim available. Otherwise, they wouldn't have come out and said he would be potentially added to the squad if he was fit, if they didn't think he was a chance. So I'm really pleased that he's got through that game, and I think he's a strong chance of playing the second test.
In your opinion, are England stronger with Bresnan in the team?
Well, the statistics show, hands down, that when Tim Bresnan plays, England perform exceptionally well. He's won most of the games that he's played as an England cricketer, and brings, you know, a lot to that team. He's strong in the field. He can bat, and he obviously is fantastic with the ball. Great team man. Always does the team thing. Bowls, you know, those tough spells when not much is happening, and he manages to find a way to get a wicket and put the momentum back in England's favour. So, look, a great guy to have around, a great guy to have in the dressing room, and England will be delighted that he's come through this last game unscathed.
Do you think England can bring it back to 1-1 in the series at Adelaide?
Adelaide is, it's a drop-in pitch. The Sheffield Shield games that have been played so far have been very much, batsman-friendly conditions. So it is going to be tough for both sides to take 20 wickets. And I think both teams will base their selections on how they're going to take 20 wickets. England, can they win? There's no reason why they can't. If they can take the 20 wickets, they've got the batting to put enough runs on the board. That's for sure. They had a tough time in Brisbane. They encountered some very good bowling, not just from the far. Everyone's talking about Mitchell Johnson and that, but Peter Siddle and Ryan Harris were excellent as well. And you can't forget Nathan Lyon. Probably the most underrated bowler in world cricket at the moment. And the numbers back that up. He's been very good for Australia and gets the job done. He's probably an unheralded member of that Australian attack. So it's going to be a challenge for England, but look, they need to be positive. They need to have the right attitude and going into Adelaide, because, if you do go there with the attitude that it's flat and, you know, nothing's going to happen, then that's all will happen, nothing. If you need to go out there and believe that, something can happen. And we've seen games of cricket there in the recent past, recent series, that, you know, all of a sudden, late on day four or day five, something can happen and things turn. And, I'll be looking forward to seeing this game going deep into day five, and we'll see the best team come out on top.
Just on Joe Root, where do you think he'll start? Where do you think he'll bat?
I think he'll bat in the middle order. I think they've moved him down from the opener spot for a reason.
Is that the right reason?
I would have liked to have seen him stay at the top, but they've got their reasons. And Carberry didn't do a lot wrong in Brisbane. Looked decent for his 40 before Mitchell Johnson came around the wicket and got him out. And then unfortunately played one on in the second innings for no runs, which can happen wouldn't look too much into that. I admit Carberry looked quite good in that first innings, and you know, the selectors have made a decision. They're going to go with him, give him a decent run, it looks as though. So I think they've made that decision to bolster their middle order with Joe Root, and I think he will stay there for the foreseeable future. And I think Ian Bell will move up to three, and that leaves the spot opening at number six for, you know, either Gary Balance, Johnny Bairstow or Ben Stokes, depending on which way the selectors want to go.
And just finally, just to explain to us about the Adelaide Oval, because it has changed the infrastructure there over the last year and a half or so. I think this is the first game that they're going to have in terms of the new stands. Can you explain a little bit how much the ground has changed?
Well, Adelaide Oval has completely changed, and you know, I think there's been a spend of over $500 million for the redevelopment of Adelaide Oval. It's the right decision. You know, it's nice to I suppose reminisce about the past and what it was like, and you know, because it was a lovely cricket ground. But things move forward, and you know, it's not just the grandstands that have changed. The ground itself has changed. It's now a drop-in pitch as opposed to the wicket square. So the whole dynamic of it will change. It'll be interesting to see how the wicket plays over 5 days. As I mentioned, it you know, has so far shown that it's very batsman friendly. But it's look, the redevelopment that's been done with, you know, AFL football was back at Adelaide Oval after about 40 years. So it's a wonderful initiative by everyone involved in sport in South Australia. So it's a real positive. We'll see it soon enough on the TV. I don't think all the stands are going to be open at Adelaide Oval, but I think the majority of them will be. And I think once the ground is fully operational, I think that it will have a capacity of over 50,000 people. So it's fantastic for sport in South Australia. It will be great for cricket, getting more people there, supporting our great game.
Have the pitch dimensions changed, or do they still retain that long drive and the short?
Yeah, the actual ground, it's an oval-shaped ground. It's suited for AFL football, to be honest. And, yeah, it's got the same characteristics. So it's long and straight, short square boundaries. So, you know, that hasn't changed in any way. But look, it's exciting times for sport in South Australia. And, you know, I suppose as a South Australian, I'm looking forward to seeing how the ground scrubs up.